Being the first person in your family to go to college has been compared to visiting a foreign country.
While the language may be mostly familiar, one of the biggest shocks is they find out, my God, the work here is a lot harder.
That's Paul Fornell, president of the American College Counseling Association. He says without proper support, first-generation college students can get overwhelmed and drop out. A Southwest Missouri Community College group offers support to students traveling new territory. Missy Shelton of member station KSMU reports.
In addition to the usual difficulties college freshmen face, finding their way around campus, meeting new people, learning new routines, many first-generation college students have extra challenges. Mike Bowler is communications director for the U.S. Education Department's Institute of Education Sciences. He says most of these students face obstacles.
We found that, by and large, they were disadvantaged in several ways. They tended to drop out of college sooner than regular students. They had to take more remedial courses. They earn fewer credits in college in general than students who are not first-generation students.
Education experts say the reason is often that they simply don't have a parent or sibling who has been there, done that. That's the void being filled by the first-generation college student group at Ozarks Technical Community College in Springfield, Missouri, where nearly half of the students identify themselves as the first in their family to go to college. At a recent meeting, about 15 students gather in a classroom for soda, cookies, and discussions about upcoming final exams. Attending today is Ryan Sell, a first-year student who hopes to move on to a four-year university. The words Doc Sell are tattooed on his right forearm.
That's kind of a motivational tattoo. Every time I put my clothes on, I have to look at it, and hopefully, eventually, I will become a doctor.
Sell says his tattoo and the support group have given him the encouragement he didn't get from his family.
They believed that education was a waste of time, and they were workaholics. They believed in work, basically. You can't show anything for yourself going to school, but you can for working.
Sell gets a very different message at support group meetings like this one, where the featured speaker is a tall, brown-haired woman wearing a purple suit. Rosa Cavanaugh is an assistant dean at the college, but was once a first-generation college student herself.
You want something different than what your parents had. If your parents didn't go to college and you're here, you want something different. And that is the first step. Every one of you has a dream, and every one of you has an opportunity to achieve something that your parents weren't able to achieve. You need to listen to the people who encourage you, keep your goal in focus, and you will accomplish more than you ever could imagine.
That's a message Marissa Wolf wishes she'd heard when she was first enrolled in college.
I really did want to go ahead and teach college mathematics, but I was discouraged to do that by my family, and so I decided to quit school.
After being away from school for several years, Wolf eventually went back and got a master's degree. She now teaches math and founded the support group for first-generation college students. Through the group, she matches the students with mentors, something she says is critical for first-generation college students, something she says she never had. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton in Springfield, Missouri.